proclamation number 4963 dated the September 6th, 1950. Words of love. Words of wisdom. Teaching ministry. Criticism on publishing. In realizing your task in life, which consists of distributing the pure word of God, everything will cause your rejection that has not come forth from the primary source of truth. But they can nevertheless be words of love with no indwelling God-opposing spirit, and everything that is not in favor of me is good if it inspires love. In the spiritual kingdom, the beings which are permitted to teach recognize each other by their radiance. It is therefore impossible for a still spiritually unenlightened being to intervene. The earthly child which willingly opens itself to the spiritual influx will be lovingly grasped and protected by the beings of light. Roman 1, your God and Father of eternity, am present in spirit to all those who want to be in contact with me. I do not abandon these people, for they are my children who have already informed me of their will. Hence they also sense my presence. They hear words of encouragement and of comfort from me. They hear words of love, which I have on hand for all people who want to listen to me. It is also my will that they speak to their fellow human beings of my love. I want them to actively stand up for me, that they motivate their fellow human beings to establish contact with me as well, that they therefore guide all those into a living faith who allow themselves to be led, thus who are willing to recognize me. I also give them the ability to speak on my behalf so that they can be successful when they vividly describe my working in them by filling their hearts with profound love for me and their subsequent hearing of divine words of love. This is to be said to all those who can hear me speak in spirit, to whom I reveal myself so that they will learn to recognize and love me. They shall proclaim that they themselves experienced my working in them. However, not all are assigned the task of instructing their fellow human beings, the task of imparting the divine wisdom, the eternal truth to them. For this teaching ministry requires more. Only the chosen ones among those I have called shall hold such a teaching ministry, and it is them who must therefore first be instructed by me for the teaching ministry before they can work on my instructions. Anyone who wants to proclaim wisdom must be wise himself and accept his wisdom from me, for that which should address a person's heart must also be acceptable to the intellect. Wisdom must be recognized as wisdom, for although it requires goodwill to do so first, it must nevertheless also stand up to serious scrutiny, which can only be expected from truthful knowledge. The intellect must not be excluded where it concerns the acceptance of my pure teachings of faith. Since I gave the human being the ability to think, I must also provide him with knowledge which his intellect is unable to reject if the heart is open to my instructions. Consider this, then you will understand that not everyone can be a teacher for his fellow human beings, that a person must first have penetrated the wisdom himself before he can instruct other people. Furthermore, consider that all instructions spread through print or in writing are intended to be a blessing, that you should therefore proceed very judiciously if you don acute accent want to endanger the pure truth, which cannot be taught by everyone who is not called to do so. For you endanger the truth if a serious seeker of goodwill discovers flaws which make my nature seem implausible or imperfect to him, because his intellect also wants to form an opinion. Roman 1, your God and Father of eternity, certainly recognize your will to be of service to me and bless you for it, yet you should not step into the public domain without my specific instruction, since you have plenty of opportunities to work in privacy, that is, in the circle I myself bring close to you. For I look into the human hearts and know whom I bring together so that they can find me. Yet I also know what causes deliberate rejection if it is not offered to people in the right way. I certainly give evidence of my love to all those who desire it, yet not all of them have attained the degree of maturity in order to hear my word audibly. Just as not every soul is capable of repeating what my love conveys to it mentally. For this reason such souls are not called for teaching work, although they can be very beneficial by communicating their thoughts to people in their vicinity since, if they love me, their thoughts cannot be wrong as soon as they speak on behalf of me and my kingdom. On the other hand, it is quite a different situation where it concerns the public distribution of spiritual information to the human race, which lays claim to having emerged from me directly and which should be accepted as purest truth. Then those who seriously and with good will scrutinize it intellectually must also be able to accept it, because the pure truth, having originated from me, can certainly stand up to any test, since it speaks for itself. Even the pure truth will meet with more rejection than acceptance, but the reason for this cannot be found in the fact that it is unacceptable for a person, but that the person, due to his God-opposing relationship, is no longer capable of recognizing it. But even the person most incapable of recognizing relentlessly uncovers what prevents him from accepting spiritual knowledge and is delighted if he encounters a target in order to doubt the pure truth. And you should not provide him with these targets if you want to work for me and my kingdom. You can certainly be of service to me and constantly present me to your fellow human beings as a God of love and mercy. You should, wherever possible, influence your fellow human beings to practice love. By living a way of life according to my will, you should be an example to them. You should strive spiritually and also strive to encourage your fellow human beings to do the same. You should sincerely unite with me and pray to me in spirit and in truth, and you will feel my emanation of love increasingly more. You will think, act and speak correctly and thus be my faithful fighters in the battle against the one whose aim it is to ruin all those who don't acute accent he resist him. And thus you should wait until you hear my call to carry out specific work in my vineyard, for the time is not far away when I will need those of you who want to be of service to me, and when I will assign a task to everyone according to his ability. And blessed will be the one who serves me. Amen.